Hello friends, Denny Pruto here, taking another step in an approach to sermon preparation. Those of you who watched the previous lesson, remember that we're using Psalm 100 as an example. And after studying the text, that is, after studying Psalm 100, we understand the text to have this structure that I have on the whiteboard in black. Verses 1 and 2, worship with joy and gladness. Verse 3, the Lord is your creator. Verse 4, worship with thanksgiving. Verse 5, the Lord is your good and faithful redeemer. In this step, we're determining the main point of the text as a whole. And I maintain that this is an important step in the overall process because every text has one main point. Undeniable that you can derive sub-points from any text, but every text has one main point. And how you determine the exact extent of your text determines what the main point actually will be. For example, in verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 100, we determine that the point has to do with worship the Lord with joy and gladness. Let's read verses 1 and 2 again. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. If you just take verses 1 and 2 as your text, your main point would be worship the Lord with joy and gladness. Or, what is the text about? We would ask this question. The text is about worshiping the Lord with joy and gladness. But now if you expand your text and include verse 3, the main point of the text necessarily changes. Listen to verses 1, 2, and 3. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Verse 3 involves the Lord, or speaks about the Lord being your creator. And if you take verses 1, 2, and 3 together, the main point of this text, verses 1, 2, and 3, must incorporate these themes, these ideas. So, the main point of verses 1, 2, and 3 would be worship the Lord with joy and gladness because He is your creator. You see how the main point of the text shifts as you incorporate further verses into that main point. But if you just take verse 4, for example, as your text, verse 4 reads, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. Verse 4 would have the main point, you are to worship the Lord with thanksgiving. Or, what is the text about? Worshiping the Lord with thanksgiving. But now let's add verse 5 to verse 4. Verses 4 and 5. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations. What is verse 5 about? Verse 5 is about the Lord being your good and faithful Redeemer. And so if you combine verses 4 and 5 as your sermon text, or the text of your lesson, you would ask the question, what is the text about? Worshiping the Lord with thanksgiving because the Lord is your good and faithful Redeemer. You see, the point of the text shifts as the text itself becomes larger or smaller. And so now you take the whole psalm as your text. And I would maintain again that the psalm itself has one main point. Yes, each of the pieces has a point, But the whole psalm taken together has one main point. And so combining these pieces, what do we have? The main point of Psalm 100 is, worship the Lord with joy and thanksgiving, because He is your Creator and faithful Redeemer. Worship the Lord because with joy and gladness, or with thanksgiving, joy and thanksgiving, because He is your Creator and your faithful Redeemer. You see, we're looking at the whole psalm through one main point. And what does this main point do? This main point becomes a lens through which you look at the whole psalm. And you can look at each piece of the psalm through the lens of this main point. And this does something for you as you begin to explore the details of the psalm. You see where the details of the psalm fit into this one main point. And you can discuss the psalm utilizing one main point. You see, a basic hermeneutical principle is this, that every text has one main point. There isn't a hidden point behind the text, or there aren't sub-points connected together that make up the point of the psalm. Well, perhaps you could take it that way, but you don't take the sub-points and explore them individually as you would in a textual sermon, but you comprehend all of the details of the text through the lens of the one main point. And it's important for us to remember that this is the case. Now, the next step in this approach to sermon preparation is to determine the point of the sermon. Because, once again, I would maintain that every sermon has one main point, just as every text has one main point. More to come. Tune in. Thanks for listening.